Now, some of the biggest decisions ever made in this country are being made by a caretaker government without a mandate. And as health workers risk their own lives in the public interest, questions are also being asked about whether political parties are doing enough to play their part and form a government at this time of crisis. I've been talking to the parties most likely to be involved in government formation to find out more.
The following is the result of the eighth count.
O'Connell, Case, Fine Gael, plus 1,143.
The ninth count is almost complete here at the minute.
The expectation is we could have a result here in around an hour from now, but that dreaded word recount has been mentioned.
As the votes of Chris Andrews exceed the quota, I deem him to be elected.
It was only a few weeks ago, but now it seems like it's from a different era. The world has suddenly and dramatically changed.
22 more people died here from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours.
The population is still experiencing significant health events.
Another death has been recorded here in the Republic due to COVID-19.
The loss of life, the threat to health workers, the shock to our economy have all prompted dramatic political decisions. The country has gone into lockdown. Billions of euro in public money has already been spent. And all of this with a caretaker government in charge, including some ministers who aren't even elected.
Well, I think the efforts to form a government have been glacially slow, painfully slow.
That's Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Government in DCU.
We have a government in caretaker fashion, which has now spent 8.2 billion euros of our money in the past couple of weeks, and all in good faith and with the support of the people. But it needs a mandate to make these what are just colossal decisions.
This week, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael inched closer to achieving that mandate with further talks on the formation of a government.
The present political circumstance cannot and should not continue indefinitely, and that's why we have continued to have talks.
That's Martin Hayden, the Fine Gael party chairman.
We'll talk with any party, big or small, and we continue to have talks with Fianna Fáil, where I would hope very soon we'll have a framework document that will be there for other parties to consider their position with, and we'll talk to any party, big or small, with the exception of Sinn Féin.
But Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty says it's time to cast aside old political rivalries at a time of crisis.
Unfortunately, what we have still, even in the middle of a pandemic, is we have two of the parties still practicing the politics of exclusion in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who will not talk to Sinn Féin on government formation under any circumstances. And that has left now the Parliament in a vulnerable position where we have a caretaker government for quite a period of time. We can't appoint to the Seanad. We can't deal with more emergency legislation. And I think then I said this last week to both parties in the floor of the Dáil that people should reflect on their positions when the country is pulling together. The political system also needs to step up to the mark and not be practicing exclusion, but actually be coming together.
But Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath says a government involving the three largest parties in the Dáil would not work.
We think it would be a recipe for indecision. We think that such a government would grind to a halt in that trying to get agreement on even small items could prove almost impossible. And I think it wouldn't be good for our democracy either, because you do need to have, yes, a strong and stable government, but you need to have a vigorous opposition as well.
So with Sinn Féin being ruled out and a third party required, who could step in? The Labour Party appointed a new leader this weekend, but Alan Kelly's predecessor, Brendan Howlin, says his party is reluctant to go back into government, even in a time of crisis. To do so, he says, could threaten the very existence of the Labour Party.
We do have to, at some stage, talk about our existence, because we exist for a purpose, but if we don't exist, we can't fulfil that purpose. We've always, as a party, said the national interest is what we are there to serve. But as I say, we are perilously close now to ceasing to exist. And that can't be right for our people, in my judgment, or for our country. And we need to be heard with a clear articulation of what Labour Party values are. And it will be very difficult to do that when we are a small voice in a much, drowned out often in a much larger cacophony of voices.
The Social Democrats, too, is ruling itself out for now. Its co-leader Catherine Murphy rejects the idea that a government involving Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael plus one other party is the only viable option.
Is that the only government that's available, I think, is another question that needs to be asked. And it's as valid to ask that question as it is for Leo Varadkar to say that there needs to be a third party that will go in with a Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government. Look, we've watched Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael for the last 4 years. Like, our criticisms weren't coming from nowhere. They were informed by the public's criticisms and concerns and dissatisfaction. And that dissatisfaction showed itself at the election. That hasn't gone away.
The Green Party is also concerned about becoming the third leg of the stool.
I think the idea that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will present this very narrow option to the public, it has to be the two of them in power and one of the other small parties has to prop them up, is actually pretty self-serving. And it has the coincidental effect of giving them the most amount of power for the most amount of time with the least amount of oversight.
But Nasa Hurricane admits that there are internal differences in her own party over whether it should go into government.
I think there's a spectrum of opinions about this within the party. That's to be expected. Unlike Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, we're very aware that this isn't a black and white issue. This isn't a yes or a no. There's a series of decisions to be made here. And therefore, there's a spectrum of opinions around it.
But as healthcare workers put their lives on the line and take unprecedented risks, questions are now being asked of our politicians. Are they acting in the country's interests or in their own self-interest when it comes to government formation?
But I would warn political parties who think staying out of government now is a good strategy for the next election that not might well be the case. It could alternatively be the case that those who go in to government to try and get things done will actually be rewarded at the ballot box. But I do think the situation has changed so dramatically, and this government, in good faith, is making very significant decisions that will have a lasting impact on the lives of all our citizens when this money eventually has to be repaid, that the political parties themselves need to use a baseball analogy, step up to the plate and get on with forming a government that will at least have a mandate out at the election rather than the government now, which doesn't have that mandate.
And that was Professor Gary Murphy of DCU ending that report.